वातारितायते मधुक्षरन्ति सिन्धवा मद्वेन संतोषधीः मधुनक्तम् उतोषसि मधुमत्पार्थिवगुम्रजाम् मधुदौरस्तु न पिता मधुमान्नो वनस्पतिर्मधुमगुमस्तु सूर्यम् मद्विर्गावो भवन्तु न ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. May the winds blow sweetly, may the rivers flow sweetly, may days and nights be sweet to us, may the dust of the earth be sweet to us, may the trees and plants be sweet to us, may the sun shine on us sweetly, may all beings be happy, may all beings be peaceful, may all beings be blissful. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. As you have heard that my topic this morning, practical Vedanta. Today is Sri Ramakrishna's birthday. Birthday means their birthday festival that you are observing here. One of my Christian friends told me, Swami, no soul can be saved after 20 minutes. Whatever you want to do, do it within 20 minutes. But my brother Shantatmananda gave me 10 minutes grace so that I can talk to you a little bit more about Vedanta. I have no intention to save the soul. That is the job of Ramakrishna, who is behind me. Vedanta. Shankara, the great teacher of Vedanta, said, Shulakardhina prabhukshyami yaduktam grunthu bojivi brahma sittam yogan mitha jiva brahma ivanapara. What has been enumerated in millions of books that I shall tell you in half a verse? Brahman alone is real. The world is apparent, not real. And each individual being is Brahman. This is the sum and substance of all Vedanta philosophy. Brahman is alone is real. What is real? What is the reality? The Nayayikas define Trikalo Abadi Tattam Nittattam. The thing which exists in the past, present and future, that is real. Show me one thing in this world. There is nothing in this world which existed in the past, exists at present and will exist in the future. Nothing. Jagat. Jaska says, Ashyajam Aniti. This world is not real, but we think it is real. This is Ashyajya. This is a wonder. Amazing, this world. Let me explain to you this world with two words of Vedanta. Please remember these two words. Asat, Mitha. Asat. What is Asat? The thing which does not exist and which we do not see. Example, Narasingha, the horn of a man. Have you seen any horn of a man? No. It does not exist, we do not see. That is Asat. Mitha means it does not exist, but we see. Example, mirage. Silver on the mother of pearl. When sun reflects on the mother of pearl, and you will see, you may think it is silver. You see it, but it is not true. There is no water in the mirage, but we see. This is called mitha. That is this the world we live in. Amazing this world. There are, every day we dissolve this world. If we wouldn't, we would die. If you carry the world all the time in your mind, you will be nowhere. That is true. If you do not get sleep 3 nights, you will be crazy. This is called Nitya Pravay. When we are students of Vedanta, quite often we used to talk about Jagrat, Shapna, Sushupti. In the waking state, we perceive this world through the senses. In dream state, we perceive this world through the mind. In dreamless sleep state, we perceive this world through ignorance. But consciousness remains all the times. It is true. Deep sleep. Yadevi sarvabhuteshu nidra rupena samasthita. Namastase, 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 namo nama. Nidra, sleep, is so vital, so important in our life. Who gives rest to your mind? Nidra, sleep. Who gives rest to your body? Sleep. Even the aeroplane gets metal fatigue, they need rest. Cars needs rest. This is this world we live in. But don't get confused. There are two kinds of truth. Absolute truth, relative truth. Absolute, from the absolute standpoint, this world is not real. Brahma alone is real. This world is not real. But in the relative stage, this world is real. My hunger is real. My headache is real. My father, mother, brothers, sisters, family, home, car, they're real. But the moment you go into deep sleep, boom, they disappear. When we come back from sleep, again, this world appears. What is the world? Vedanta says, manas pandanam eva jagat. This world is nothing but the vibration of the mind. It is in the mind. Sometimes when the world bothers me, do you know what do? I repeat this verse of Manjukho Karika. Manodrishtam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat. Mammano hi amani bhave duitono polibhyate. The whole world is floating in my mind. When I make the mind mindless, the duality is not perceived. I do not see the duality. This verse I quite often repeat when the world bothers me. How to practice Vedanta? According to Vedantic tradition, there are 4 kinds of external disciplines. First, adu nitta nitta vastu viveka. First, learn to discriminate what is real, what is unreal. Second, iha mutra phalavoga virago. Be unattached. This thing, this objective world and the celestial world. Third, self-control. Fourth, burning desire for liberation. These are the 4 external disciplines of Vedanta. And 3 internal disciplines, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. Here, Ashukti, Amrite, Kalam, Nayat, Vedanta, Chintaya. Till you go to sleep, till you die, think about Vedanta. Then Manana, reflect. Next, Nididhyasana, meditate. These are the spiritual disciplines according to Vedanta. Sometimes we get confused. What is Vedanta? Generally, the Vedanta philosophy depends on a tripod. The first leg of the first part of the Vedanta is called Upanishad, the revealed truth. Second, Gita, practical truth. Third, Brahma Sutra, reason truth. These are the 3 main scriptures of the Vedanta philosophy. How can be Vedanta practical? We had a Swami named Swami Nirvedananda. His friend was a scientist. Meghnath Shah, he came and told the Swami, you people sit in the shrine, close your eyes, what do you see? all these things are bogus. Come to my lab, in my scientific laboratory. I can prove everything. The Swami says, really? Can you teach the latest development of radiophysics to that farmer, Indian farmer, completely illiterate, who is tilling the ground? Oh, yes, yes, I can take him to school. He will have to go to school, college, university, and many, many years of practice, he will be able to learn what is the latest development of radiophysics. The Swami says, same answer for you. You come to the monastery, join, close the eyes, meditate with me year after year, then you will know what God is. I can also demonstrate. Practical Vedanta. Swamiji's four yogas are unique. How to shape character? In spiritual life you talk is nothing but character. The first page of Karma Yoga, you will find Swamiji define. Whatever you do, whatever you think, they leave some impressions in the mind. Some total of those impressions form habit. Habit forms character. Character. Days in, days out, if you think good thoughts, if you do good deeds, your character is bound to be good, and vice versa. Practical Vedanta. Swamiji learned practical Vedanta from Sri Ramakrishna. Once it was in 1884, Swamiji, Sri Ramakrishna was in his room. They were talking about Vaishnava tradition. Jivi dvaya namiruchi Vaishnava shevan ihavina dharma nai suno sanatan. It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya was telling his main disciple Sanatana Goswami, Jivi dvaya, compassion to the people. Namiruchi, taste in God's name. Vaishnava shevan, serving the devotees. These three things are vital in Vaishnava religion. Sri Ramakrishna heard about it. He said, Jibidaya, Jibidaya, who are you to show compassion to the people? Only God can show compassion. It is not Jibidaya, Shivagyane Jivosheva. It is not serving people, but serve human beings as God. Swamiji came out from Sri Ramakrishna's room, told his brother disciples outside in the veranda, today I saw God a new light. If God provides any opportunity to me, one day I shall demonstrate this teaching of the Master. That is the first root ideas Swamiji got from Sri Ramakrishna in 1884. You see, you'll have to understand the Vivekananda's transmission. We are not social workers. We serve human beings as God. You will have to understand a little bit Vivekananda's background. Vivekananda did not like many things of Hinduism. He did not care for all these narrowness, superstitions, idol worship, child marriage, various aspects of the neglect of the women, all these things Swamiji did not like. That is the reason he joined Brahmo Samaj. As a Brahmo, do you know what? Swamiji did not believe Shakarbad, God with form. Swamiji did not believe Gurubad. Swamiji did not believe Avatarbad. Swamiji did not believe Avatarbad, Advaitabad. This Vivekananda was changed by the magic touch of Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna did not argue with him, did not force him, only smiled, and he gave him experience. You see, that is the beauty of Vedanta. Practical Vedanta, practical Vedanta, it depends on experience. You have tasted sugar. If I ask, how does it taste? Swami, sugar tastes sweet. If I tell you, no, no, sugar is sour, sugar is bitter, will you accept me? No way. Experience cannot be nullified. Experience cannot be changed. That Sri Ramakrishna did on Swamiji. He gave him experience. When Swamiji was criticizing Ghati Ghoti Brahma Bhaji Brahma, ridiculous. Pots and pans, these are all Brahman. Kigo, Sri Ramakrishna gave him a touch. That one touch, he went home, rice, mother served food, consciousness. Mother, consciousness. Went on the street, cars are coming, consciousness. He went to Hedua, bumped his head on the iron railing, consciousness. Then, you see, he's, do you know what is the problem? Swami Vivekananda has a tremendous passion for truth. He's a very truthful person. That person was changed through this experience. At last he realized that the experience of the sages of the Upanishads are not untrue. They are true. Then Swamiji came to the West and he said, as I told you, 30th December, 1894, Swamiji told in Brooklyn Ethical Association, I have a message to the West as Buddha has a message to the East. What was that message? That message was Vedanta. He gave several lectures, practical Vedanta in practice. How this Vedanta, this absolute truth can be experimented in this relative world. You have heard in the Taittiriya Upanishad, Matri Devo Bhava, Pitri Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Utiti Devo Bhava, Swamiji said, Durida Devo Bhava. If you want to see God, go to the house, cottage of the poor person, Swamiji told in Khetri. And if you want to realize God, serve them. How to serve human beings as God. Swamiji taught his disciples. Swamiji taught all of our monks that we are trying to practice and trying to demonstrate in our day-to-day life. Practical Vedanta. Khali pete dharma hai na. Religion is not possible for the empty stomach, Sri Ramakrishna said. Swamiji says, according to the deity, we offer things. If a sick person comes, serve that sick person with medicine, with diet. If a poor person comes, give education. If a rich person comes, give him spirituality. In this way, according to the person, serve. The other day, I opened my diary. Do you know what did I see? Swami Sarvagatananda, who was in Boston, he went to join Ramakrishna Monastery in Bombay. Swami Akhandananda was his guru. Akhandananda says, really you want to be a monk? Yes, from here, from Bombay to Haridwar, you walk on foot. Don't carry any money. All the way, you beg food and go. He went there, reached Haridwar. Swami Kalyanananda was the head, that's our Konkan Hospital, if perhaps you know. You want to be a monk? Yes. Listen, young man. Mandire, puja, naiveddha, and prarthana. Correct? In the temple, you do worship, naiveddha, food offering, and prarthana, prayer. And this hospital, three things. Seva, aushadpatra, and duti mishti katha. Seva, they are puja, here seva, aushad patra, they are naiveddha, here medicine and diet, and duti mishti katha. Two sweet words to these patients. If you can reconcile, if you can combine these two, join here. What a beautiful solution. You see, our tradition taught us in the beginning, work and worship. Second stage, work as worship. In the third stage, work is worship. This is the way we try to this contemplative life and the spiritual and the active life. That is the way we reconcile. Very, very interesting things. There was another story I shall tell you. Swami Chidghananda Puri, Rajendranath Ghosh, great, great scholar. He has a dilemma. A Ramakrishna monks, Advaitavadi Sannyasi, they work. Vedanta teaches Atma Avari Dushtibhu Srutibhu Mantibhu Nididhyasitibhu. Atman is to be heard, is to be reasoned, is to be meditated. And the Ramakrishna monks work. He could not reconcile. Do you know why? Look, Shankara's Vedanta says, all these human beings, you are here, we are all rotating in three places. Avidya, Kama, Karma. That is Shankara's philosophy. Why do you work? Because you have desire. Why do you have desire? You have ignorance. Without ignorance, there cannot be any desire. Without desire, there cannot be any action. There cannot be any action. So this was his philosophy. So he was confused. Swami Premeshananda told him, oh, you are confused for this respect. It is a very, there is a very simple solution. What do you mean? Look, you are a great Vedantin. You know the four great Vedic dictums. In the Rig Veda, Prajnanam Brahma, consciousness is Brahman. In Sama Veda, Tattamasi, thou art Brahman, thou art that. In Yajurveda, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. In Atharva Veda, Ayam Atma Brahma, this Atman is verily Brahman. These are the four Mahavakyas, four great Vedic dictums in our tradition. So when you close your eyes, you say, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. And when you open your eyes, you see people and say, Tattamasi, toward that. Both are the same. Oh, you opened the light. You removed the deep darkness from my mind. His whole life was changed and he became a monk. Swami Chidgananda Puri took initiation from Swami Virajanandaji. See? not finally here, Swamiji redefined religion in the West. Dharma. Religion is the manifestation of divinity already in human beings. Religion is being and becoming. Religion is realization. The old religion said he was an atheist who did not believe in God. The old religion said he was an atheist who did not believe in God. But the new religion says he is an atheist who does not believe in himself. I think I wrote an article in 1980 convention in that magazine, A New Religion Begins. There I wrote elaborately how Swamiji redefined religion in the West. People have... Religion is not God. Religion is a path. There are many paths to reach the goal. That Sri Ramakrishna says, Jato Mat, Tato Path. Don't fight, don't quarrel about religion. How this highest philosophy? There are three complaints against Vedanta. The first complaint, it is dry. Second complaint, it is difficult. The third complaint against Vedanta, it talks too much about renunciation. These are the three complaints against Vedanta philosophy. Dry, they don't realize the subject matter of Vedanta is Sachidananda. Existence, consciousness, bliss. Our Upanishad says, Ananda dheiva khullimani bhutani jayanti, Anande na jatani jivanti, Ananda prayanta visambishanti, tad vijigasaswa tad brahmeti. Ananda, bliss. This whole creation came from bliss. It remains in bliss. It merges into bliss. That bliss is Brahman. How can it be dry? Second, sometimes I joke with my devotees. You know, you may be multimillionaire, but two things you cannot buy in the market, peace and bliss. Can you go and give me 5 kg peace and 10 kg bliss? Can you go to the grocery shop or the market and buy those things to money? No way. It comes from within. You cannot buy peace and bliss from the market. Ananda. Second, those who say that it is difficult, they are lazy. Third, renunciation. You know, one of our Swamis went to Swami Duryananda, Swami Vasudevananda. Maharaj, Mamar Mone Vodo Ashanti. I have no peace of mind. Swami says, I can tell you how to get peace. You repeat this one as a mantra from the Bhartrihari Vairagya Shatakam. Vairagyam eva avayam. Renunciation alone makes one fearless. If you repeat it, you will get peace. Our attachment invariably will bring pain and misery. I remember once one of our American devotees said, Swami, I am very much depressed. I told him, really? Yes. I can give you one suggestion. You can experiment whether this Vedanta works or not. You go to your room and close the door and take the complete words, volume 2. There is a lecture of Swamiji called Open Secret. You read that lecture loud. You see, when you read without using your voice, then only your one eye, only eyes are working. But when you read loud, your mouth, your ear, and your eyes, your three organs are functioning. That means it will penetrate more inside your mind. You go and do it. It will take maybe within 45 minutes, you will be able to finish that lecture. See how your mind works, or whether your mind works or not. She did it. And he says, Swami, it works. It really works. Sometimes Western people, you know, take it very seriously. One day in my lecture in Hollywood, I said, Sri Ramakrishna said, in this Kali Yuga, if you cry one day, one night, you will see God. So one actress listened to the lecture and went and began to cry. Then after a few days, she came and told me, Swami, you told me to cry. I cried, but Sri Ramakrishna did not come. I asked, how many hours did you cry? After 5-6 hours, then I fell asleep. Oh, Sri Ramakrishna said, 24 hours, you see. you will act din, act raat. That means 24 hours. You will have to weep a little bit more, go home and try again. We have wonderful... Sometimes I tell you frankly, the verses of the Upanishads help us. For example, from the Isha Upanishad, we read, Tatra ko moha ka shoka ekatta manupashyata. Where can there be shoka, grief, moha, delusion, when you see that oneness of consciousness? Tatuna bijugupshate. You cannot hate anybody. Whom will you hate? Everybody is Brahman. You cannot hate God. Sometimes I go for walk, I sometimes repeat. Paranji khani bitrinath sambhu parang pashyandinantratman kushya dhira prittagatman amaikshat avrita chakshu amritatamichan. It is in the Katha Upanishad. Jama is telling Nachiketa that God created our senses without going tangencies. But there are some people that shut the senses. Abrita chakshuhu, close the eyes, means all the senses for beholding the God within. I sometimes repeat these verses. Sometimes, Atma, we have very poor conception about the self, about the Atma. Our Upanishad says, Esho Atma, Apahata Papma, Bijaru, Bimrittu, Bishoko, Bijigitsa, Apipasho, Shottakamo, Shottasankalpo. I repeat, sometimes sitting in the shrine in my meditation, E Atma, Apahata Papma, sinless, you have no sin. Bijaru, no jara, no old age, no sickness. Bimrittu, deathless. Bishoka, griefless. Free from hunger, free from thirst. All these things, that is my true nature. And always remember, your Atman or your chosen deity are the same. I had a terrible ideological conflict, I tell you. I was a Vedanta student and I was thinking, I got a decision and my guru says, Ramakrishna is your chosen deity. But Ramakrishna is the name and form. That is Maya. So I am meditating on Maya. Great confusion. Really great confusion. Then Sri Ramakrishna solved my problem. If you read Swami Akanjananda's reminiscences about Ramakrishna, do you know what Thakur said there? Jejar Atma, Seitar Ishto. Jejar Ishto, Seitar Atma. Atma Darshan, Ishto Darshan, Ak. That sentence removed my doubt forever from my mind. Your Atman and your Ishto, chosen deity, both are the same. How Thakur's words, today is your Thakur's day, you know, how Sri Ramakrishna's words solves many of our problems. I shall tell you a funny story. My time though is over. Swamiji was in Belur Math. And Swamiji has a goat. The name of the goat was Motru. And Swamiji needed a little tea in the morning. So Swamiji wanted to milk the goat. And the adhar of the goat is so low, Swamiji could not milk it. So he asked Ram Maharaj, hey Kabla, a changdu to uchu kore dar. Hey, dumbbell, lift these two back legs up so that I can milk the goat. And Swamiji did it. Then he said, "Turke kabla bolam kisu mone korli na to. I told you dumbbell. I hope you didn't mind. Listen, naam, roop, mitha. Name, form are not real. You see, Brahmagya Purush, his words penetrated in the minds of that Swami forever. Practical Vedanta. How we can practice this in our day-to-day life? That is the question. Sometimes I tell you please try to memorize these three verses of the Gita. Chapter 10, 19, 11. Don't forget. 10, 19, 11. Matsitta madgutta prana kathayanta parasparam bodhayanta shamam nittam tushanti jarumanticha. Tesham satadujuktanam bhajatam pritipurgam dadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upayantite tesham aivaham unukam parthamaham ajnanajam tam nasayam atma pavastha gyano dipi navasata. The first three lines for you and next three lines for Krishna, for God. Matchitta, fix your mind in me, divert all of your energy to me, talk about me, try to make understand with others, then and tisham satata yuktanam bhajatam, worship me, meditate on me. Then do you know what? That three lines for you. Next three lines, dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. I shall give the connection of your buddhi with me so that you can reach me. Do you know what else I do? I light the lamp of wisdom in their hearts and destroy the gloom of ignorance forever. That is God's job. And what is your job? I told you. Thank you very much.